You're listening to The Real Short Box, a comic book podcast made for geeks by geeks.
Hello out there in the 24 time zones on planet Earth. Welcome to The Real Short Box podcast. And I'm here with the executive producer and co-founder of Rumble Spoon Productions, the original Donald, who's always socially lubricated. How are you, sir?
Goddamn right. I'm surly tonight. Give me another drink, please.
Okay, there we go. Let's serve him. Next, we have a pious man, a family man, a man of the people. He's a man's man. He is simply known as the Ravishing One, Raphael. How are you doing, sir?
I guess okay. Yeah.
I mean, you look like you're a content man. I mean, you know, I never see you get too high or too low. You seem like, you know, you're in perfect harmony in life.
Donald smells a bit over here.
Well, what you're smelling there is the classical 1992 Irish Spring soap. That's what you're smelling right now.
That was like Jockey Club.
No. It's a classic 90s Irish Spring soap.
Irish Spring.
And next, and last but certainly not least, he is simply a man of simple taste, a humble man.
He's a simpleton.
No, he's not a simpleton.
Simple Jack.
No, he's a simple, humble man.
Great movie, by the way.
Yeah.
But he's a man with great energy. He is simply known as the sublime sensational one. How are you doing today, sir?
Just fine.
Jesus. He was dancing yesterday.
You should have led with, you rang.
Yeah. I'm fine. What about you, Kevin? Did you mention you?
Of course. I am your humble podcaster, the Grand Master of the Jedi and Vulcan Arts, your Supreme Chancellor, Dr.
Yes.
Kevin.
Always with that.
The dollar man himself.
Yeah. Dollar Ben Green.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dollar bill, y'all.
You and Jim Noki Lee can hang out.
Yes. Wow. Hey, are we talking about the hot list, right? The current hot list, yeah. That's what we're talking about right now. It's going to be super exciting. Basically, we're just pulling up some lists of people that what they've mentioned is hot books, and we're going to discuss them. Sounds cool. I'm in.
We're not going to discuss them.
No?
We're going to roast them.
Oh, stupid books.
Yeah.
Why would people collect that?
Yeah, exactly.
So you're going to put this on the proverbial
You should sell them all grill, to me.
The metaphorical well, grill and roast what, these books.
Exactly. That's what we're going to do. We're going to roast them, and then people are going to be like, this is trash. I'm going to sell this for 30% of the value.
There we go. That sounds good. And then we scoop in and take them.
Exactly.
Yes, we'll be rich. Anyway.
This is a marketing scam that only we can do.
Yes.
I see.
Yes. We are influencers now.
Oh, shit. Kevin, we finally made it. We're influencers. Oh, my God.
I'm so excited. I hear that that's now in the top three lists for kids now growing up is to be an influencer. It's one of the top three things that they want to be when they grow up is an influencer.
We do realize that YouTube and all that is now a career. It's no longer, you know, now it's like, you know, as soon as you get out of high school, let's get a microphone, let's get our podcast or whatever, and let's make some money.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if we were all younger, this is what we'd be making money from, right?
It's true. There's a young kid that he goes around hitting people with cream pies and then running away while his friend films it. Not that kind, you pervert. We're talking like just pies with whipped cream in it. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, sure you were. Sure. You pervert.
You're talking about like a banana cream pie?
Like
a giant booger.
So he does like one time. Oh, it was great. He did it and he was going up the escalator. And this lady was going down, and he just smashed her right in the face with it. And she's, like, so pissed off. And she turns, and she tries to chase after him. Well, he's going up the up, so he's running up as it's going up. And she's running up as it's going down. And there's no goddamn way. And she's trying to get around people and shit, so he's long gone before she can even get to him. But it was hilarious. Trust me. Just look it up on YouTube. Dude's got millions of hits.
So are you suggesting that we should get into throwing cream pies at people's faces?
If I had a cream pie right now, I'd hit you right in the face with it.
That's pretty cruel.
If it was up to Donald, he would use something else to throw in people's faces.
Pretty cruel.
Yeah, it's true. I'd silence the lambs, all of you.
Yeah, wow. But you Buffalo Bill all of us.
I cut myself.
Buffalo Bill, everybody. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Put the fucking lotion in the basket.
What kind of lotion, sir?
Oh, Calamine.
Why not Jergens?
Well, obvious reasons.
I see.
Aloe vera.
Aloe vera.
Calamine would be terrible, by the way. That would be terrible to use for lubrication, sir. Calamine would be a terrible choice. Don't do it.
Well, aloe vera lotion is probably the best.
Okay, if you say
so. From experience.
From experience. Anyway, what's one name a book on the list? Let's go from there.
Let's go with Uncanny X-Men number 97.
What is that?
That is the...
There you go. First burn right there. What the fuck is that, bro?
Right?
Lalandra. Lalandra. You remember Lalandra?
Also revealed that Colossus' name is Peter.
Peter.
Really?
That's it?
People, you're going to make that.
Also, check out this cover. It's Cyclops versus Havoc for the first time.
Literally, that's the book.
Also, Cyclops versus Havoc
and that's
for the first
time. What number is it on the list?
Number 10.
It's number 10 out of 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
starting off strong.
That's a terrible one.
Yeah.
What do you have against this? Havoc and Cyclops about to go at it?
I don't think it's a key. Is it a key?
Yes.
It is a key.
How?
But it's like a not a top 10 key.
Whose key? Whose first appearance?
First cameo appearance of Lalandra. I just said
of
it.
Of magic.
Lalandra.
Lalandra.
You think of Iliana.
Iliana. Yeah,
fully
you're right.
Fully obscured in a space.
Exactly.
Suit.
That's how little I know. That's not a key. That's not even. That's
it's
a minor key at best.
It's also.
We
didn't
against the Shi'ar Empire.
Dude, that's a minor key.
It's the Shi'ar Empire.
No.
It's the Shi'ar Empire.
That's fucking joke.
The Empress.
That
the future
book being
Empress,
on
the
there, some asshole has 35 copies in a box, and they're like, I gotta get rid of these, man. I got to get rid of these books. Put it at number 10 on the list.
Come on, man.
Do me a solid. Put it at number 10.
Look.
Motherfucker does it.
Look.
Nope.
This is an early issue of a brother Chris Claremont.
So what?
1976.
Other better books.
Wow.
Sovereign 7. It's amazing.
Hey,
I'm kidding, by the way.
It's the first use of the name Polaris.
First use of the name Polaris.
You know, the green hair.
Wow,
the green
this
hair
is getting better and better.
Yeah, I know.
First
You know what? I don't think this needs to be
first
roasted.
First appearance
it's on its own.
Of
it's,
second yeah. Eric the Red.
Oh. This book sucks.
All right, moving on.
Jesus.
Number
All
nine.
Right.
Let's go to number nine.
X-Men 97, you're roasted.
Marvel Superheroes number 20.
Now, that's a beautiful cover, Darren. If you have something to say about that cover, I'm about to come across this
Iconic
table and slap
cover
you.
All right,
I got
named. Larry Lieber.
Toasty or roasty? If it's terrible, it's getting roasted. It's roasty. And if it's great, it's toasty.
Well, this is clearly
hot.
Toasty. This is clearly toasty.
It's toasty only because of the cover of Dr. Doom.
That's right.
Agreed. And I'll give it I'll
and
give credit.
The brother of Stan Lee, Larry Lieber.
Yeah, but who gives a fuck?
What? Wow. Wow.
Oh, Sean.
How dare you just, disrespect the name of Mr. Larry Lieber? He's an honorable man. How dare you? Have some respect.
Kevin,
what?
You're roasted.
Wow.
Roasted.
I can tell you, before I even announce it, the next one is already roasted. I'm not even going to say I'm just going to say it, but it's already roasted.
You know what? I kind of agree with you
on this
one, too.
Let's stick on this one real quick.
Back to
Doom one. The Doom one. What's so special about it? It just says Doom really big on the cover?
It's a solo story featuring Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
Is it his first solo story?
It's a cool cover, but you know what? I really like looking up Dr. Doom's nose all the time on the covers.
I mean, I don't understand. The only reason why this book is hot is because Doom's on the cover.
No, there's speculation because there's a possibility that Dr. Doom might make us a brief cameo appearance in Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
So any appearances of Dr. Doom are going to go up?
Yes. Absolutely. So you know I'm dancing a jig for obvious reasons.
Because you're Irish?
My name is, interestingly enough.
Because you have natural rhythm?
No.
No.
So neither one
only,
of those.
The only black guy I know with no rhythm. Kevin.
Roasted.
Wow. Roasted. So now we're going through ethnic and racial stereotypes here on The Real Short Box. Now, how would you like me
to go... not
going
to stay up very long.
...and talk about Mexican, stereotypes?
I know I'm Mexican.
Oh!
No! You told me you were. You said you were. Yes, you did. You told me you were.
Wow.
You said your family was from Mexico.
You're like the
That's
swarthy guy.
Racist
gotta be ass
Mexican.
Shit.
Man, I'm glad I'm the white guy in the room.
So,
the least racist guy here.
We're saying semi-toasty because of the cover. We're not saying
semi.
Full
okay,
semi-toasty.
So just lightly toasted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, coming in at number 8.
And number 8.
Well, we gotta finish every time we finish the book. We gotta say book. You're semi-toasted.
There you go.
Yeah.
Number 8.
A little toasty.
The Last of Us.
Yeah,
number
this one.
One.
Who cares?
Dark Horse book. Prequel.
Low print
book,
run.
Yeah. Prequel comic book series released 2 months prior to the video game launch.
Nice.
I got a reference book for you. why the last man number one.
There you go.
Similar concept?
No. Similar, like, who gives a fuck afterwards, you know?
Well, Realize Hot is the Last of Us trailer debuted on September 26th of this year.
What's it playing on? HBO?
I believe so.
Okay. So, I will say HBO Max, they do it right. Like, 9 times out of 10, they do a really good job with their original content. So, this could be big.
Yeah.
Why the Last Man was done for Hulu. Right? Like, FX Hulu.
Yeah, because it's an adaptation of, it's developed by HBO. So it's being developed by HBO.
So I think we're in better hands here. So there might be some staying power. We might see some Walking Dead action with this one.
Possible.
So I would say semi-toasty.
Toasty on
hold. Light brown toast.
I think it's toasty because I think it's completely toasted. It's black because of DMZ. Anybody remember DMZ?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on HBO Max right now.
Is Rosario Dawson in there?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Mm.
So, I mean, The Last of Us is probably going to get more publicity than it.
Yeah.
But regardless of whether it's good or not, it's all about whether it's going to last in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to last in the marketplace.
Well, it's got a good hot actor in it. I mean, Rosario Dawson, don't get me wrong, she's great. She had a wonderful creek, but
Creek?
Like...
Creek?
Yeah, Dawson's Creek. Mm-hmm. Come on, stay with me here.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, she doesn't have the heat that Pedro Pascal has right now. That's true. I mean, she's getting there. She's getting there because, you know, she's going to be more in the Star Wars universe here soon. And we'll see.
Bo-Katano.
But right now, they got the cart before the horse with that one. This is the other way around. We have hot off Mandalorian, Pedro Pascal. I think it's going to be a hit. Toasted.
Yeah. Now, the next book I'm going to tell you about. Before I say this, this book's unfair. Because everyone and their mother would want this book, right? This is not fair.
And there are not many copies in existence.
Right. So the next book, coming in number 7.
60 years old.
The Incredible Hulk number 2.
Number 2.
Okay?
Yeah.
So basically, second appearance of the Hulk, right? Okay? First time, he's in green skin.
Beautiful
right?
green skin.
So this is kind of hard to say because it's toasty, of course, because who would not want Hulk number 2? First Hulk in green. I mean,
it's getting better.
It just seems like a cop-out.
Let me randomly put the book that everyone's probably going to want on the top 10 list. Of course, it's on the top 10 list.
Yeah, it was like Amazing Fantasy they put on their number 15. And
right,
I was like,
right.
Eat a dick. you know, like, come on.
How many
like,
people can afford it?
You didn't really try very hard when you threw that book up there.
No, right? Action Comics number 1, guys. It's a hot book right now.
None of you can fucking afford it, but it's hot as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like an eternally hot book.
Right.
Well, if you got a lot of money, you can afford it. Yeah. And that's obviously what they're saying. Right?
If you so rob all, 3 banks down the street, sure.
So we're all going to say toasty. Because it makes me realize that this book
is
toasty.
Obviously
this
toasty.
Book is not even supposed to be on the list.
No, this book...
It's the clerks of the books.
Correct.
Not even supposed to be here. Yeah.
This book is
Stay
toasty
with me. Come on.
Only because it's one of my favorite books.
Well, the next one. Which number?
Number 6.
Number 6. Wow, okay.
We're at Marvel Superheroes Secret Wars number 8.
And of course, look at that beautiful color, that beautiful pose.
That is the first appearance of number 8 in that title.
That's right.
Yes.
And it's a cover homage to Elvis Costello's first album.
What?
Origin of the black symbiote costume that later bonds with Eddie Brock to become Venom.
And also the second appearance of the second Spider-Woman, Julia
Carpenter. Doesn't say second Spider-Man.
Second appearance of Spider-Woman.
You said second Spider-Woman.
I said second appearance.
Well,
I'm
it's
sorry.
A second appearance
second
of the second Spider-Woman.
Yeah, yes.
That's true.
That's what I said, second Spider-Woman. The second Spider-Woman.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
No, what I'm saying, he said it's the second Spider-Woman. But the consensus here says second appearance of Spider-Woman. Doesn't say the second one. Just says
Spider-Woman. But it is the second one. So he was right and they're wrong. Again.
Bing, bing.
Man, I don't know if I can toast this one. This book kind of sucks.
Why? Because you don't have it?
It smells.
It's because you don't have it?
I could easily have it. I could go out and pick it out of a box right now.
Yeah.
They've got it in the shop.
I'm sure they do.
It's plentiful.
Right. It's not like it's a low print run.
But
it's a newsstand.
It's a staple. It's a staple in any comic
it's
book
It's a meat
household.
And potatoes books. But it's a book that, as far as...
All serious collectors have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Name one person other than Donald at this table who does not have a Secret Wars 8 in their collection. There you go.
I got one.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't really care. That's
every
the thing.
Person that ever started collecting, I get that part, but everyone that comes in here starting their collection for the first time, that's one of the books they ask for. You have Secret Wars 8?
That's the hard part. It's a staple.
It's an iconic book, but it's not a book. When you put a top 10 list, it's kind of like, it's like a give me, you know?
It's it a is. Top 16.
Yeah.
It's a cool cover. Like, it's a cool cover, you know, written by, you know, and then the art by a pretty decent artist, I think in my mind. I think
Zach, yeah.
And then written by a couple decent, you know, writers. Mm-hmm. So I think all in all, the book's kind of like, it's, you know, it's like a, it's like your, it's a peanut butter sandwich, right? Hits the spot.
So Jimmy Shooter is not a great writer.
Sometimes you just want some jelly with that peanut butter.
Read.
I'm just saying it's
Now would you tell it to his face?
Sure.
I wouldn't. That man's
he's
big.
6 foot.
Oh,
six.
I've seen him lately. He's got some problems.
Yeah.
I can outrun him.
Okay.
No, I don't think you can outrun anybody. You can outrun your shadow, John.
Oh.
Well, technically, that's true because you know.
Ooh. Well, coming in at number five. Now this is a book that's heating up for. Obvious reasons. It always heats up and it goes down. Heats up and goes down. And we actually have one in the shop. Which
it heats up and goes shit. Down. It's like your mom.
Oh! Roasted.
Damn.
Ryan Reynolds' first appearance.
Like your little pecker, bro.
Oh.
Oh, also roasted.
That's not really a roast.
You have a little Irish pecker. Oh, no.
That's not even a roast.
Yeah, this is, you know, Dr. Liefeld's greatest creation of
Ryan
all time.
Ryan Reynolds' first appearance.
Oh, Deathstroke the Terminator.
This is...
Ryan Reynolds?
No, like the better version.
How much better would that be if they brought out Deathstroke in a movie and it's Ryan Reynolds back?
They'd be pretty dope. Yeah,
that'd be great.
New Mutant 98, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a newsstand's even worth even more.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. Now, this is a key.
I think that's like with every one of those books. Yeah. Come on.
This is a big key, right? This is a big key.
Yes, it is.
Right? But it's a modern. It's a big modern key.
It's
right?
A tier book, just, I mean... Yes, it's graduated into blue chip territory.
But is it blue chip just because obtaining a 9.8 makes it blue chip?
Here's the thing.
Or is this any copy or any graded version makes it blue chip? Or we're saying a 9.8 is considered a blue chip book for that book?
I think the blue chip is because the characters are reached culturally.
He's well known.
Here's the thing.
Well known.
Here's the thing, though. He's like still at Star-Lord's level when it comes to like value. Of the book, like
right.
that book's not insane.
No,
and
but it's,
it should have been based on the first and second film,
yeah,
and
it
shot
money,
up,
and money.
Then and then it's like dead again.
Right.
But when I say dead, I mean it was cheap, like it was a $100 book again.
Right, but Star-Lord, surprisingly, we're going back off topic.
Yeah,
not a very expensive book.
No,
very surprised. Like he like the book didn't go anywhere.
I don't think Star-Lord has as much. Cachet of a character for people as Deadpool does.
No, I get that part. You're right.
But, 100%. And I think part of it is, like, Star-Lord's cool for, like, I think he's almost like a little kid's favorite character. He's never, like, an adult favorite character or, like, people still like Spider-Man.
Right, he's universal.
Yeah. Star-Lord's not universal. You either grew up with him or there's something about him you like.
Or you like Chris Pratt.
Yeah. I mean, I think most of the love is for Pratt. The character had nobody gave a
would
shit.
Would Deadpool be a hot book if he wasn't played by Ryan Reynolds?
Hard to say, because
much
like... Makes the
as
character.
Good as...
Much
he like
makes
you,
the character.
No, as good as Ryan mm-hmm. Reynolds, mm-hmm. or meaning you put... I'm just going to pick a name, Pedro Pascal, right?
Yeah.
If he played him, but he played him as good as Ryan Reynolds...
Yeah.
Then... I think it would.
I just think Ryan Reynolds basically is Deadpool, in a sense. I don't think
like
he
Hugh Jackman's Wolverine.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know how well Wolverine will do when played by someone other than Hugh Jackman. He may be greater. I don't know, but I'm saying it's going to be tough to see.
Well, we talked about that. It's kind of like the transition when it came to James Bond from Sean Connery to eventually Roger Moore. You got to see if you can find that Roger Moore who can keep things going.
Right.
Well, the difference is they adapted, right? Mm-hmm. With Sean Connery, they made Bond a certain type of Bond movie.
Right.
With Roger Moore, they made a different type of Bond movie.
That's right.
You
so
know?
Wolverine
and then they did
would
the
have
same
to
with
Timothy Dalton.
Dalton, all the way down to the current guy.
Daniel
but
Craig.
You look at him, and you look at him Batman form, right? Michael Keaton, and the next three Batmans were just average, and then Christian Bale comes along, and it's a whole different Batman. Right, and then now that Patterson, whole different Batman, right? It isn't like it can follow. So if you're going to go to a new Deadpool, it'd be whole different Deadpool. Right. You couldn't have the same story.
Well, it's funny. The original Deadpool interpretation wasn't, if I recall, wasn't as wacky as the one we would know later. So maybe you would go that direction.
So what are we saying here? What are we saying?
Oh, toasty.
That was number six.
We're on number five, sir.
We're on number five.
No, I'm sorry. My we're on number four.
Oh, shit. We're already in number four. Okay.
Excellent.
Number four is I think it's a great one personally.
Of course
because
you have every issue.
I love Tomb of Dracula.
Of course it
is. I think it's great. This is Tomb of Dracula number one we're talking about. Another one that's kind of one of an easy one to mention because we just had the Disney Plus series. We just had Man-Thing.
Which is great, by the way.
We had Werewolf by Night, you know. So we had this Disney Plus Werewolf by Night series with Man-Thing and Werewolf by Night in it. And so now everybody's right.
Certain vampire killer's coming too.
Bloodstone, Blade, yeah.
Maybe,
and with that comes Tomb of Dracula. So naturally, this would become a hot book. Number one, of course, is his first appearance. It came out in the '70s. You know, it wasn't a hugely purchased book. I mean, you know, I can't imagine that they had a huge print run on it.
Yeah. I think the series sold really well. Number one, maybe not so much, but
yeah.
As it grew,
but it only ran to what? Like, didn't even hit 100.
70. No. Like, yeah. Like issue 70.
But they had the same creative team for
great.
What's kind of crazy about Tomb of Dracula is, you know, most books, big books that have started, have always started in Marvel Spotlight, Marvel Premiere.
True.
And then that was their first appearance. And then they
got their first Tale of
Suspense. Or Tomb of Dracula is his first appearance. There was no book before it, or was there?
No.
Was there magazines or anything of that nature?
No, because they were banned. Because of the EC era, these type of books were banned until the 70s.
Right, comic-wise, yeah.
Comic-wise.
Now, this book, I have the facsimile, because I actually own an 8.5, I'm sorry, this book. So I got a facsimile because I want to read it. And surprisingly, the Tomb series is a pretty decent read.
Yeah, of course.
Very surprising.
Well, those early issues are hit or miss because they couldn't get a consistent writer or even an idea of what the book was. And then they got a consistent writer in Marv Wolfman. And that's when they had a direction. They introduced Blade. They introduced the whole team of hunters.
Hannibal. Mm-hmm. Hannibal King.
Hannibal King. All that stuff. The lore. They expanded it. That made the book what it... It's basically like a TV show, right? Like, the first couple episodes are they're trying to find their feet, and then all of a sudden it hits... Then it becomes Breaking Bad.
Mm. After, you know, I'm surprised that they've yet to do a Dracula, like a comic book-style Dracula. Like, after they just did Werewolf by Night, right? That was pretty cool. They would do a Dracula kind of to that nature, right? Like a comic book version. I know
That might be next Halloween.
Yeah, We've seen, you know, Dracula, awesome. Bram Stoker's, we've seen all those, but I'm talking about, you know, something more along the line of Dracula where he fights Blade and so on and so forth.
I imagine, I don't know why they never did it before, other than probably they just thought it was too cliche, you know, but...
Maybe they had the rights to it.
Technically speaking, wasn't he in the Snipes movies?
Well, Dracula was in the third, but I don't think it was Dracula.
Yeah, they called him Drake. It was different.
It was dumb.
It was dumb.
That's what it was. So this book, toasty, right?
Absolutely.
Toasty.
Of course.
I mean, yeah, once again, this is probably like a big staple to have. Like, if you're a collector and you're looking for a big book to put in your...
Yeah, you like horror comics.
And right now, I think it's actually an affordable big book.
Yeah.
In my mind, right?
Yeah.
So it hasn't reached...
it's not Hulk 181 or anything like that.
It's not a non-buying book yet. You can still find a good grade, you know. You know me, I love the 4.5s and 4.0s. I don't care, but 8.5 is about $1,000.
Donald has a 9.4, I believe, of this particular
book.
No,
I do not.
I thought you did have a 9.4.
No. Yeah. I probably have a 5.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's okay. I'm happy with it.
Okay, so I want to make sure you're happy.
So we're saying toasty. So our next book, number three on their list.
Number three.
Which is a book that I'm really surprised also is very cheap. Easy to buy, mm-hmm. easy to find, mm-hmm. really surprised.
Poor Scotty Lang.
And that's Marvel Premiere number 47. It's the first appearance of Scott Lang in the Ant-Man costume.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool, it's a cool cover. It's like a magnifying glass looking over Ant-Man as an ant. And I think, surprisingly, you can find really high grades in that book for not so expensive.
It's another Star-Lord situation.
Yes.
It's one of those, no kid's favorite character is Ant-Man. Yeah. I want to be Ant-Man! No, yeah. Spider-Man. There's little shits. I all want to be Spider-Man all the time.
I know, God.
Why are you insulting the children? Worst. Why are you insulting the little children out there? Because they want to be Spider-Man.
Look, man, there's other characters out there in the world.
Yeah.
Oh. Some of us want to be a little Blue Beetle, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
How many? How many? I couldn't find one child that said, I want to be Blue Beetle.
Well, you know what? I gave away some autographs when I was dressed as the Blue Beetle a couple times.
They thought you were a giant jelly bean.
Also, what did that guy call you? Actually, who drove by the shop? What did he call you?
Okay, so first of all, before I answer that, I'm going to say that some people did come up to me and be like, that's a really cool costume. And I said, thank you. And I said, do you know who I am? And they said, yes. And I said, cool. And they said, you're an alternate costume Spider-Man, aren't you? And I went, God damn it.
You know, they're somewhat correct.
Yeah, there's some truth to it.
And you know what? They were probably the most knowledgeable people in the world because that is exactly
what Steve Ditko
was thinking.
Yep. Basically, he was like, let's do Spider-Man meets Batman and call the Blue Beetle to take court. Mm. That's exactly what happened.
Oh, so, hey, you didn't tell the story about what they called you when the car
Big Blue. Hey, you Big Blue.
Big Blue what?
Yeah.
Oh, but you know, this book, it's the first appearance of Darren Cross, who later becomes Yellowjacket.
Yeah. Unfortunately, no one really cares.
Unfortunately.
But Cross is rumored to be in Quantumania as MODOK. Really? MODOK confirmed in Quantumania.
Really?
People have been saying Bill Murray's going to be MODOK.
Actually, I heard...
Not anymore.
No, I heard Bill Murray's playing like a more obscure character.
No, he's playing a more obscure character.
Kylar?
He's been away for a while.
Krylar? Kylar?
Yeah.
No, he's made some mistakes in his career.
Yeah. But,
haven't we all?
The two issues, 47, 48, they actually are the first Ant-Man movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's actually kind of interesting that.
I mean, they adapted the movie pretty well from the comic. Yeah. That's what I thought.
That was a big surprise for me. I did not expect to enjoy that movie as much as I did.
Mm-hmm. I actually liked both of them, right? I'm excited for the third one. But I was really surprised that we were at a comic shop not too long ago, cruising through comics in Santa Cruz, and he had one about 7-0, and he wanted $38 for it. And I was really surprised. Like, this book, it's got to be more expensive. How is this book so cheap?
Right.
It's one of those books where, it's expensive in the high grades probably, but then everything below a 9 is probably pretty affordable just because it hasn't reached that point, that saturation point where everybody's clamoring for a copy regardless of grade.
So I'm going to say this, to me, this is not toasty because basically it's a good book to have, but it's not, to me, worthy of being on a top 10 list.
So light brown.
Maybe because it's going to be a movie coming up, but I don't see people running out to buy this book.
Right. So lightly toasted. Then.
Yeah,
lightly toasted.
I'm going to say
it's French roasted.
It's soggy Wonder Bread to me.
Soggy Wonder Bread. Wow.
Oof, that's tough.
Yeah,
I would just put it as bread with not enough peanut butter on it.
Dry.
Yeah, a little dry. Yeah.
All right.
So coming in at number two.
This is a famous cover. Famous cover.
So this book's number two. And it's tough to say because it's not like it's
only popular because of the cover.
Incredible Hulk.
But it's still another.
Well, so I say it's Incredible Hulk number 340. It's an iconic Tom McFarlane cover of Hulk with Wolverine in his claws.
Pass.
Ooh. Are you a hater, sir, of McFarlane's work?
I'm not a hater of his work. I'm just not a follower of his cult. There's a difference.
Why not?
Because basically, but all they're
people like kiss the ground McFarlane walks.
Right,
on.
I know.
But they're basically saying that this is on the top 10 list, number two, because of the iconic cover art by Todd McFarlane. And I'm assuming the reason why this is top 10 in sales, because Todd's doing a signing in November.
Right.
And everyone's reaching out to buy these books to get him signed.
And also
him.
The crossover, Batman and Spawn.
Well, I think it's more of the fact that he's doing a signing, so they're buying it for that. So the sales of the book are starting to increase because of that. Which puts on the top 10 list due to sales, not popularity, my mind.
Well, it's funny you mentioned it. If you notice the arrow, it's shooting down, so I guess you're right.
Right. I think it's what it is, the sales, people trying to get that book signed. So people are actually out there on eBay and other places trying to buy it, which brings the sales up, which in turn makes the book on the hot list. But it's not a book. I think it's also, once again, it's a staple. Every collector has a 340 in their collection.
We'll kill for it, yeah.
It's one of those books that you buy.
If you do, you need better standards.
Well, some people kill for it.
Well, Donald, you can announce number one, Donald, because I think it's a book right up your alley.
Yeah, because he loves the mucksters. He loves muck monsters
much. I thought he loved something
else. This is the first Man-Thing in his solo title. So it's Man-Thing number one. It's the second appearance of Howard Duck.
Howard the Duck.
It's just a really good book overall. It's not as good as his actual first appearance, which is In the magazine form.
Savage Tales, number one.
Savage Tales,
which I know you have two copies of.
No, I only have one.
I thought you had two copies.
No, I sold the other one.
Damn, I wanted one. All right.
Sorry, buddy.
Here's my question, though. In this case here, in this case, should Savage Tales be on the hot list versus the Man-Thing number one?
You would think.
Or do you think it's because he's on the cover, which makes it the book that people want to have?
I think this is this might be a bait and switch situation for collectors where
they 100%
think, where they think because he's on the cover, this is his first appearance.
Yep.
It's
more people trying to push a book that they have a lot of. This book is readily available, very easy to get.
This one
they
not probably, so much. The second series.
They probably definitely have a bunch of it. How much are they trying to make money off of?
How much of Man-Thing like is he in the book? I've actually never read
it's a full story.
Savage Tales number one.
It's a full spread, everything.
It's a full story, so it's like what? Like anywhere from 5 to 10 pages, I think. I can't remember.
So the story Savage Tales basically has to talk about Man-Thing.
Yes.
It's an anthology inside of Savage Tales.
It's not like a cameo.
So full spread, he's in there.
No, not a cameo. Full thing.
Full thing.
Yep. You see him Spread Eagle, all of it.
The whole Man-Thing is there.
That's great.
Yeah, all the Man-Thing.
So here's my question. Do you believe, now we know why it is, because Werewolf by Night had Man-Thing in it, so everyone wanted to buy it, but do you believe that having Howard the Duck's second appearance in it gives it any more heat, or is that just notation in the comics?
I think it's notation.
I think it's icing on the cake.
It's a cherry, but it's not the main draw. Frankly, the Man-Thing, the love for Man-Thing is great, but I don't think it's a long-term investment.
And certainly, shouldn't be number one. I would say this is a grilled cheese that's cold, so it's not going to be.
I think it's number one though.
Now, if it was Swamp Thing, you say something different, wouldn't you?
No, but I believe
Swamp Thing number one is a whole different story.
But I believe
first Alec Holland as Swamp Thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
But Swamp Thing is House of Secrets 92, right? First appearance?
But the connection of Swamp Thing
with Alec Holland is Swamp Thing number one.
Yeah.
So to me, I think that's why it's
almost as big, really, right now.
I believe that the reason why it's number one, because the show Werewolf by Night just released, which basically puts on top 10 now, because it wasn't on the top 10 last week or the week before. I think that's the reason why it's getting its popularity, because everyone's basically starting, because everyone has Disney Plus, so everyone's talking about it. They're leaning about Disney Plus. Everyone's watching it. It becomes a book now. Everyone's talking about.
Makes sense. Yeah, I mean it's on everybody's mind right now. Yeah. So I get that, but I'm still going to roast it. I don't think it deserves to be number one on the spot. I don't even know if it deserves to be in the top 10.
So before we go, not a fan of it. Let's go around the room and everyone give what you believe a book that's not on the list that you believe should be on the top 10 list now. Can you give one, Don? You don't have to. You can. It's okay.
Oh, jeez. I mean, I don't remember the issue number, but I would say First Guy Gardner.
Ooh.
Help me out. 57, 47, something like that?
57 sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere around there. Green Lantern. First Guy Gardner as a Green Lantern. Not as Hal Jordan, but as a Green Lantern. I think that's an important book. I think the HBO Max series is progressing along, so we're going to see some more heat on that. It's time for the Green Lanterns to shine again, but I think it's time for Hal Jordan to take a step back.
Can you get someone else in there? I believe just because the movie's coming out, and even though he's no longer in the movie, I believe Fantastic Four 52 should be on a top 10 list because of the fact it's the first appearance of the Black Panther. The beginning part of this new movie that's coming out, we'll talk about how he died and his death, and I believe that should be in the top 10 because if that's a book that everybody should have, if you can afford it, you can find it in a decent grade, even the low grades. I have a 3.0, should go out and get it. FF52, to me, is my pick to be on the top 10 list.
To jump in on what you're saying, the next big thing is going to be Black Panther 2. Mm-hmm. You know, biggest movie coming by far within a year, probably even, right? It's going to be Black Panther 2, just because of how big Black Panther 1 was.
Which was great. Movie was great, though.
Yes.
It was a well-made production.
Right, and also how much anticipation people have for what's going to happen next.
So what's your top? What's your next top 10 book, John?
I think Shiri should be in the top 10.
Black Panther 2.
Now, obviously, there's a lot of questions.
First appearance of Shiri or first Shiri as Black Panther?
First appearance of Shiri.
Okay.
Black Panther 2. Which is called the series Black Panther 2.
Yes, the second, no, the third God, he had so many.
Is but, it the Hudlin?
Or yeah, the Hudlin run.
Okay.
Yeah. Reginald Hudlin.
Yes. That character, the actress who plays her, there's a lot of questions just because of her personal beliefs. So, and obviously, Marvel is not a big fan of individual thought when it comes to their actors.
Nope.
How dare you insult Marvel?
Yeah.
No, you know, Disney.
But
Disney,
the
mouse.
I mean, regardless of her stance, it's still...
Yeah,
if there's money being made, you don't fuck with it.
You're right.
So that might be a reason why it's been stayed off, kicked off, or
maybe soon. Maybe
yeah,
maybe after.
But from the trailer, she's Black Panther.
Well, like I see the movie. So Kevin, what is your book to be on the top 10?
I have a 1A and 1B, and
one book. We're all giving one book.
Yeah, don't cheat it. Don't cheat
all
it now.
Giving one
you
book.
Can't say, oh, it's Long Beach and San Diego Comic Con.
We're all giving
goddamn
one book.
Goddamn cheater.
That was the
pick
rule.
One.
One book.
Fine. Ultimate Fallout 4.
Really?
Miles Morales.
You believe so?
Because, after all, the sequel to the Spider-Verse is coming out next year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the book is still hot, but it's come down a little bit, but I believe it's going to go right back up again. And I believe Miles Morales is one of the few truly modern characters of the last 10 years or so that I believe will be sustainable in
the
future.
So you basically, everyone picked a grand, you went with Diwali.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, that's the easiest one to choose. Miles is going to be big. At some point, he's going to hit the main screen, and he's going
to
be...
you didn't say choose one that wasn't easy to pick. I mean,
now you're defending him?
Well, yeah.
You yelled at him all day, and now you want to defend him.
Defense is needed.
Well, my second pick was going to be Amazing Spider-Man number 365 versus Miguel O'Hara, Spider-Man 2099, because I think he's an interesting character.
You should have gone with that one.
That
would
have been better.
Yeah. I probably would have better.
Way to shit that bed.
Yeah.
See, now I turned on
that
him
would
again.
Have actually piqued people's interest.
Right.
Well,
that's like saying,
"Oh,
you know, the greatest hero is Spider-Man or Batman."
Well, I just said it. ASM 365, Miguel O'Hara, Spider-Man 2099. Cool character, very affordable.
Tough 9-8.
Yeah.
Very.
And that's that's going to do it for us, guys. What do you think should be in the top 10 of your list? What's your top 10 favorites? Let us know in the comments. Comment away. Say something nice though. And
just remember, top 10, you're roasted.
Yes, that's right. Roasted. It's actually been pretty toasty overall, I would say.
This was kind of weird because there was a lot of stuff that probably shouldn't have been there.
It's true. I agree. There was a lot of stuff. But overall, I think there were some good choices. Some. But yeah, there were some clunkers in there for sure. So it's not the most perfect top 10 list. But that's it. That's going to do it for us, guys.
Please
thank
subscribe.
You for listening. Yes, please subscribe.
Please leave a like.
Leave a like. Leave a comment. Do a notification. Do stuff. Do stuff for us. And if we don't see you out and about anytime soon, perhaps we'll see you
at the sometimes toasty and sometimes roasty comic book shop.
This has been The Real Short Box. We'll see you at the comic shop. Thanks for listening.